Sex isn't intimacy. Sex is pleasurable and becomes more pleasurable when you have intimacy. Not sold? Let's rethink love, relationships, and sex. Let me seduce you. You are listening to The Linguist of Love. Welcome to the Erotic Renaissance. Hello. Did you miss me while I have been away? Welcome to the Erotic Renaissance. I'm Meg Della Torre, your linguist of love. Thank you for tuning in and enjoying another episode alongside me. We are now starting season 2, and if you listened to season 1, episode 10, I hope you enjoyed the first installment of my search for a submissive. I am currently enjoying an adventure and have been busier than ever as I interview submissives. And today, I'm going to share a tale of the first submissive to be interviewed, Lumiere. This episode is supported by Stella Lux Creations, owned by Carol, a wonderful and delightful friend of mine. We are doing a gift away over on my Instagram, so you can check that out on my page at Linguist of Love. And as I do every month, I am hosting a gift away on my OnlyFans, where I am also known as Linguist of Love. That's LINGUIST of Love. You can find these links, including Stella Lux Creations, in the description below. As always, on Instagram, I asked my followers to decide whether we would have an informative episode or an erotic tale to start off season 2. And voyeurs decided an erotic tale would be on the menu. If you are tuning in as a new listener, I like to bring in erotic tales and am currently working on a piece inspired by the fairy tale, Beauty and the Beast, supplemented by my experience as a sensual dom. Beauty is our protagonist, and she is a sensual dom, known for being a beast tamer and a snake charmer. And today, you'll be hearing a short, drafted excerpt of a longer piece to follow. As mentioned, my last episode was my call for a submissive, and I certainly was gifted with a number of lovely submissions, and I'm still accepting applications for beasts in need of taming and snakes yearning to be charmed. The past couple of weeks have been filled with a lot of fun with new submissives, but we need to start at the very first submissive to enter the scene. Thus, we get Lumiere, who shows up to Beauty's enchanted castle, the sensual sanctuary. Before we begin today's erotic tale, take a moment to relax and release any tension you might be holding in your body. Feel free to light a candle and set the mood for yourself. Let's start by some communal breathing. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once more, breathe in and out. And now, please prepare for a little seduction today. Footage of the real-life experiences I described today will be located in my erotic gallery and on OnlyFans. With that, I now present a short erotic tale of Lumiere's first visit. Lumiere's First Visit, Part 1. Lumiere is a man who is caring and thoughtful. However, he isn't one to submit to just anyone, truly only taking pleasure in his submission to the right dom. Upon first observation, he seems quiet or timid, taking great pleasure in dining and simple pleasures. It was curiosity that led him to beauty's door. He was curious of the princess's powers and if she could really tame a wild beast. Not that he considered himself to be such a beast, but why not investigate for good old curiosity's sake? While he is genteel and respectful, it is Lumiere's self-control which is particularly notable in this submissive. However, let's start with his entrance. After being vetted and tested, Lumiere was invited to have a session at the sensual sanctuary. With instructions to unlock the door while Beauty slept, tend to her puppy, and awaken the princess, he was given a privilege many would dream of. To awaken a princess from slumber? This was truly not for the faint of heart. Self-control would be of the utmost importance. As Beauty lay slumbering, Lumiere was calm and professional in his approach, choosing to lightly rouse her from sleep with a delicate hand jostling softly. He brought her tea and a joint she had rolled with care the night before. However, his true tests had only just begun. After recording some brief morning play and a sensual dance, Beauty asked Lumiere to take on a test of self-control. He was to stand facing away from the bathroom as Princess danced and stripped to take a steamy shower. His performance was quite admirable, if I do say so myself. With his back faced away from her stage, Beauty taunted and teased her way out of her pink velvet nightie into only her sheer crotchless panties. Lumiere was such a force to be reckoned with that he didn't peek once. Ready to test him further, Beauty cautiously picked up her bell, a simple way of letting her submissives know she was in need of services. However, she had a plan in action. She rang the bell and quickly closed the door on Lumiere, hindering his opportunity to see more than a quick flash of her flesh before the door snapped closed. His next test of self-control? A sensation tease. Again, faced away from the bathroom where Beauty performed for voyeurs, Lumiere sat in a chair where he was teased with a small feather duster. She teased his earlobes and the back of his neck playfully while a song played in the background. In Lumiere's mind, distant memories of a girl from his past emerged, arousing the cherry taste of her lips to re-enter his mind momentarily, almost pulling him to peek. However, Lumiere controlled himself enough to not steal a glance at the lovely siren behind him. True guardian material, Beauty thought to herself. A reward has certainly been earned. Delightfully inviting Lumiere to turn around and gaze, she armed the submissive with a camera. A breath caught within him at the realization that he would be reviewing the beauty perform live. He reminded every nerve within him to steady so as to not displease the princess. Beauty began to tease her audience from the shower, getting her and the sheer blue panties that she wore damp from the gentle shower raining down upon her. Using the shower curtain, she playfully danced and cajoled the voyeurs to come closer before the view was silenced by the simple white curtain. With this new privacy, Beauty washed her body gently and considered all the tasks that she would tease Lumiere with, for he was turning out to be such a lovely submissive, especially to be able to control his urges in such a gentlemanly and astute manner. The next test should be more difficult to truly test his will over silent urges, she considered. So, as she planned her walk to the nearby market to get groceries, she gave Lumiere a to-do list of household chores. She warned Lumiere before departing that she had an arousing to-do list should he complete the first. So, of course, Lumiere worked diligently on the task items, changing over the laundry, fetching the mail, and folding towels. While she was away, Beauty considered the treat Lumiere would get to see as she chose a watermelon from her basket. Placing it into her bag, she dreamt up a custom video idea for the village medicine man. She smirked as a wave of arousal caught her at the idea of making such a mess in the kitchen for Lumiere to clean up. When she returned, Lumiere's diligent efforts certainly showed through. She allowed him to walk her through the sensual sanctuary and show off how he had tucked the corners on the bed he had made, where he placed the folded towel so perfectly, and other simple tasks he had taken on in her absence. Surely he is well deserving of his fun to-do list now, Beauty thought as she raised her bell and gave it a short ring, just for show, as Lumiere was already at her heels. Yes, Princess? Lumiere, please fetch the fun to-do list from the box on the table. Upon seeing the list, Lumiere's eyes grew wide. Please read it out loud for me. His eyes scanned down to the most interesting item on the list first, but dared not read them out of order, worrying he would upset the princess. However, in his hesitation, he caught her eye, which prompted him to read the list from the top. 1. Help Beauty film a video for the medicine man. 2. Go through the lingerie drawer and select 3 pairs of panties. And 3, feed Beauty her lunch. Suddenly, Lumiere realized that his lack of knowing what would come of each seemingly innocent-sounding task might lead to something he didn't expect. Yes, I think I would like you to do task number 2 first, please. Beauty led her way to the bedroom. As she began to get ready for filming the video, she gestured to a drawer. Please open this drawer and proceed with your task. Lumiere calmed himself in the quiet room. Every sound accentuated as he pulled open the drawer and saw the princess's folded lingerie tucked inside. Audibly clearing his throat, he began to pull out each pair of panties and examine them thoughtfully. When he was finished, he again cleared his throat. I have finished, princess. I await your next demand. The formality, Beauty thought delightfully at his tone with her. Wonderful. Please help me change in and out of each pair so as to determine which ones to keep and which ones to destroy in my live shows. Realizing the privilege he was being granted, he gratefully went to his knees and put the tips of his fingers into the waistband of the panties that Beauty wore. While Beauty thought to remind Lumiere of his place, when she saw his eyes light up as if he had walked into a sweets shop, she considered his well-behaved manner and concluded that she could allow him the freedom of her trust. He slid down the soft white thong and assisted the princess into a black pair that cut high in the front. Beauty continued to arrange her hair, paying little attention to the submissive on his knees alongside her, until the panties were perfectly in place. Lumiere ensured that each portion of the fabric lay flat against her warm flesh. Beauty stepped to show him the front and the back, where the heavy bottom of her cheeks hung out of the black fabric. "Well," she inquired, "I wish to know your thoughts." "I think this pair is lovely and shows off your hip creases in an inviting way." Beauty smiled to herself at his choice of words. "Well said, Lumiere. Let's keep them. Please, prepare me for the next pair." Cautiously, and while holding his breath, Lumiere helped the young woman in and out of each pair of panties, making his thoughts clear and concise, yet honest and observant on how each pair suited her. Beauty was very pleased with his assistance. He handled each pair with such care that Beauty was impressed with his delicate hand and true demonstration of self-control. Thank you for listening to part 1 of Lumiere's first visit. If you would take great pleasure in helping Beauty decide what submissives should move forward with their training, you can assist her on OnlyFans, where she posts clips of her erotic sessions. She just adores voyeurs who help her decide who is deserving of moving on with the next phase of their training. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to the Erotic Renaissance, where my aim is to help society see that being a sensual and sexual woman is something that can be and should be celebrated, and that every soul is deserving of body autonomy and a sexual liberation. That at everyone's core is a little bit of kink waiting to be discovered, and that the sensual soul is a part of us all. I'm Meg Dele Torre, your linguist of love. Let me seduce you.